Earlier in the broadcast, we talked about President Bush's efforts to revive the immigration bill that collapsed last week. That led us to think back to 1996, when a bipartisan team led by Democratic Congressman Romano Mazzoli and Republican Senator Alan Simpson succeeded in enacting an immigration reform bill. On an issue like this, you want to talk to somebody who's not just smart, but wise. So that's why, for today's edition of Wisdom Watch, we called Senator Simpson. Immigration was just one of the hot-button issues he faced in his 18 years representing Wyoming in the Senate. He joins us from KODI in Cody, Wyoming. Senator, thanks for being with us.
You said smart and wise. I've been called everything.
Well, you know, you were on the Hill for a long time. Of all the issues you dealt with, how tough was immigration?
Well, I described it once like giving dry birth to a porcupine. Now, that's about how tough it was. You can't get any tougher than that, can you?
Your bill in 86, Simpson was only had some similar, you know, legs, as it were, to the bill that the Senate just took up or that the House just took up. But you recently wrote that the bill had shortcomings. And in fact, it's true that we have, what, four times as many illegal immigrants in the country right now. At least that's kind of what we estimate as we did back then. So what do you think went wrong?
Well, one thing that went wrong is the last night of the session of the 86 bill, it went over to the House. And Ed Roybal, bless him, he was a powerful representative, a Democrat from Los Angeles, inner city. He got up and he gave his national ID speech along with Nazi Germany and tattoos. And once you inject that in, you really have injected something into the debate. And we lost the more secure identifier part of the bill.
What you're saying that the enforcement provisions were gutted and that's why you think it didn't work?
Yeah, and then the left was saying it was a slippery slope. So they gutted that out, and then the employers never, ever went for it. So those people were never satisfied, and it was a case of simply the employers of the world saying, we're not the policemen of the earth. This is for the feds to do. So they weren't going to start getting interested in checking IDs because they knew that there was no secure identifier. So it turned into the chaos it is today, and it'll get ever more chaotic unless they move on and get rid of the terrible extremes on both sides of the debate.
This year, the big buzzword was amnesty. And a lot of the conservatives who opposed the bill kept saying, it, you know, it's amnesty, it's amnesty. And that seemed to be the third rail that got everybody shocked. Do you think that was a fair characterization? Do you think that the bill is amnesty?
Well, I thought what John McCain said, you know, amnesty is kind of like a monopoly game where you get a card that says you get home free. These people aren't going to get home free. There's going to be a $5,000 fine. They're going to have to do this. They're going to have to wait 13 years to get through the process. They're going to have to go back after a certain period of time. They're going to have to assure they have no felony or convictions or anything of that nature, and that they have a minimal understanding of English and other certain things. If you look up the word amnesty in the dictionary, that ain't it. Anyway, it wasn't a case of the fact that we had a legalization in the 86 bill and 3 million people came forward. That wasn't the lure for the next time around. The next time around was that the economy of the United States since that time has been booming. When the economy's booming, you're going to get in anybody you can, under any pretext you can, and work them any way you can. And it doesn't matter whether they're legal or illegal. If we were in a depression, you wouldn't see any of this right now. They'd be trying to find them and get them out.
Why do you think that Congress is having so much trouble grappling with something that just about everybody agrees is a broken system?
Well, because when facts fail, you use emotion, fear, guilt, and racism, then throw in the Statue of Liberty. So you work all that in, and then you have people say, before anything happens here, by God, we're going to tighten the border. Fences, 300 miles, 700 miles, whatever they do, it will work because nobody has said anything about what's in there with regard to the more secure identifier. They're talking about retina scans. They're talking about fingerprints. They're talking about slide cards with the name, maiden name of the person's mother. If I had talked like that, they'd have torched my house. And now it's in there, and I haven't seen a single editorial that this is the slippery slope. Now, how about that? Of course, that's because of 9/11.
Well, that would seem to imply that the condition should be there to move forward, and yet they're still not moving forward.
No, they're not moving forward, but at least when and if they do move forward, and somebody will break because somebody will say, okay, do nothing, and then you worthies are going to go home and campaign, and then in 5 years we'll have 20 million illegals here, and you're the jerk that caused it. And that does make an impression on a congressperson. But whatever they do, nobody's going to change the more secure identifier system that's in every bill I've seen. And nobody shrieking like a gutshot panther like they did, like all the right-wing kookos and the left-wing kookos in the 86 bill.
We're speaking with former U.S. Senator Alan Simpson for a Wisdom Watch conversation. Senator, you talked about the fact that there was a bipartisan group that helped get the 1986 bill passed. There was a bipartisan working group in this current go-round, but somehow they couldn't even hold their own members. What's going on? You think that the era of bipartisan cooperation is over?
No, I don't, because I know the people involved. I know they're good people. You know, just because you got a D behind their name doesn't mean you were a guard at Lenin's tomb, or if you were a Republican, you crawled out of a cave with a saber-toothed tiger after you. They met in closed doors. And when you do that, you got to open the doors. I remember very carefully when we did our bill, what we did, we brought in the staffs of everybody involved. So when it came out, nobody could say, oh, God, they pulled a whizzer on us, or what's that thing doing in there? And I think there was a unfortunate aura that it was, hammered together by a few. When you get that imagery, you got real problems.
Why were you able to have that kind of process? Were you not as worried about leaks back then?
I'm from Wyoming. You know, they know everything about you. You walk them down the street and they don't call you senator. They call you, hey, Al, you big jerk. What did you vote? What did you vote this way for? I said, well, if you just settle down, your neck muscles are sticking out of your shirt, and then I'll describe it to you. But you had to have transparency. The only coin of the Senate realm is trust and integrity. If you lose that, you can't move anything.
So you think if they try again, they might be able to get it right this time?
They will if they just open up and say, let's look at what amnesty is. Amnesty is a beautiful word. It is a word of compassion and care. I mean, I haven't heard anybody say that it's compassionate to hit an illegal for $5,000. Plus making him or her learn English, plus making them know the history of the United States, plus go home, which I don't have any problem with.
Well, you mentioned Senator John McCain earlier, who's a friend of yours, and so I thought that might be a good time to turn to presidential politics. I just wondered who you like.
Oh, I'm glad you asked that, because I have a question that would just unnerve the listening public. I am a member of the Commission on Presidential Debates, and therefore cannot speak.
Well, that's good. That's good, because that segues to my next question. An earlier guest for our Wisdom Watch segment, former New York Governor Mario Cuomo, said he thinks that the debates so far have been duds. So what do you think?
Well, I think so, too. But you just, who's going to listen? I mean, it's June of 2007. And the only reason they started at the gate like the Derby is because the first one that went out to raise a nickel, the rest of them said, my God, now he's got the list, and we have to go get the money out of the same pocket. And so the fight was on. It's not about letting America learn the issues of the day. It's about getting the bucks. But I'll say this, from what I see on both parties and the candidates that are in, with really one or two, maybe three exceptions, every one of those people is a class person.
Well, are you going to answer my question? Who do you think the duds are?
Remember, in every group of people, about 15% of them are screwballs, lightweights, and boobs. So in any group of people, you would not want those people underrepresented. Now, that's all I'm going to say.
Do you miss it at all? Do you miss Washington at all?
Why should a person miss things in life when you're doing other things? I love the law practice, but I don't miss it. I loved the Senate, but I don't miss it. You know, I miss my friends. But anybody that just is reflecting on the past is missing life today.
Thank you so much for speaking with us.
It's a pleasure, always.
Senator Alan Simpson represented the state of Wyoming in the U.S. Senate from 1979 to 1997. He joined us from KODI in Cody, Wyoming. Thank you, Senator, again for speaking with us.
Oh, goodbye. Great pleasure.